For North Union Warrior Sports, brought to you by Bank Midwest of Armstrong, Cornerstone Insurance Services of Sway City and Esterville, Clifford Up of Sway City, State Line Publications, Bank Plus of Sway City and Ledyard, Johansson's Cafe of Bancroft, Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft, Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong, Ringtel Communications of Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City, Archway Manufacturing Company of Armstrong, the North Union Community Schools, Main Street Pub of Bancroft, Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft, Greg Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft, Kossuth Regional Health Center of Algona, Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer of Bancroft, TAFE Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong, East Chain LP Gas, Weaver's Other Store of Buffalo Center, State Line Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, United Hospital District, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells, M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells, and by Stenzo Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton. And a good Tuesday evening, everybody. We welcome you to the North Union High School Gym in Armstrong for North Union Warrior Girls Basketball tonight as the Warriors open up their season, as does their opponent, the Wolverines of West Bend Mallard, a former conference opponent here for the three schools, now combined as North Union here. And we'll come back and begin our pregame coverage coming up after we take this time out. You're listening to Warrior Girls Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
What do most banks do when they're not taking care of customers? At Bank Midwest, our team is serving someone and something else. Like donating funds to the local fire department that needs updated equipment and protective gear. The kids in your neighborhood who need playground equipment. And the YMCA for the area that needs program funding. Bank Midwest, where what we do for you and your community matters. Bank Mid what? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Are you self-employed, a farmer, a small business owner? Do you want to provide yourself and employees with premium health insurance that they can afford? Look no further. Cornerstone Insurance offers group health insurance for small businesses down to one employee. Call me, Shanna Carlin, with Cornerstone Insurance in Esterville at 712-362-0319 to find out how I can help you find a plan that works for your small business. I'm available to answer your questions and to walk through the process to make sure you and your employees are getting a plan that meets your needs.
Tina Jaskolke from Clipper It Up in Sway City specializes in men's and boys' haircuts, including flat tops and military high-end tights, and has over 15 years barbershop experience. Walk-ins only, no appointments are necessary. Clipper It Up is open Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Fridays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. Clipper It Up on Highway 9 in Sway City. Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of State Line Publications. State Line Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringstead Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you miss the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You'll also find local news and events, along with the community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at State Line Publications. At State Line Publications, we've got you covered.
Bank Plus, service you can bank on.
Sometimes it's what you don't get at the bank that counts. For example, when applying for a loan, you don't want to go through a pile of red tape. If you're a Bank Plus customer, you already have an established record with the bank, so it'll be easier to make a prompt decision on your loan needs. You don't get a hassle at Bank Plus, just the services you need. Bank Plus, offices in Sway City, Esterville, Ledyard, and Grettinger for your convenience. Member FDIC.
If you're craving a delicious home-cooked meal, then head on down to Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Enjoy their great daily specials, along with burgers, ribeyes, sandwiches, salads, pizzas, and so much more, along with your favorite cocktails and beers from their bar. The kitchen is open from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a great meal soon at Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. And we are back here in Armstrong as we take a look back at the 2023-2024 season. North Union was 17-6 last year. West Bend Mallard 13-11. When these two squads got together on the Tuesday night before Thanksgiving a year ago, it was all North Union in West Bend. That particular game, that final score was 78-46. As we take a look at your starters for both squads, first of all, for the Wolverines of West Bend Mallard, number two, Hannah Stalzer, 5'5" senior. Number three, Haley Stalzer, her twin sister, also a 5'5" senior. Number four, Addie Montag, 6' junior. Also starting will be number five, Tiffany Fair, 5'5" senior. And number 15, Lexi Welter, a 5'7" senior for Thomas Fair and Kylie Belt and the Wolverines of West Bend Mallard. Now for North Union, their starters, number two, Shaylee Walders, 5'6" sophomore. Number 11, Ainsley Ulrich, 5'5" sophomore. Number 13, Macy Bierstead, 5'11" sophomore. Number 15, Ava Steinberger, 6' senior. And number 30, Hannah Nielsen, a 6' senior. And their coaches again, Dr. Merle Tigges and Joel Clokey. We'll take a break and we will come back with basketball. North Union and West Bend Mallard on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to Warrior Girls Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Baskey Sales and Service is proud of the service and quality cars they have to offer. ASC certified mechanic Chuck Baskey has over 40 years of experience. He's a mechanic you can trust like a member of your own family. Along with being the largest snapper and hustler dealer in the area, Baskey's can get you into that perfect car or truck. Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft, your friend in the car business. Located 2 miles north and 1.5 miles west on Blacktop A38. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong is your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with them about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. They're devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money. Give them a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by their office along Highway 9 in Armstrong Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong. Ringtel Communications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ringtel Communications of Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City. Traditional service, progressive technology. In 1956, a Northwest Iowa farmer built his own PTO-powered grinder mixer. Arthur Lescombe's invention marked the beginning of Artsway manufacturing. Now the company has a full product line as reliable as Art's first-ever grinder mixer. Art's way of doing things inspired a focused, independent, and straightforward practice of equipping producers with the highest standard of manure spreaders, forage boxes, high dump, bale processors, graders, land planes, sugar beet harvesters, and yes, grinder mixers. Art's Way Manufacturing of Armstrong.
What makes North Union Schools the place to be for your child's education? Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
We have a one-to-one focus, and we work to reach every student as an individual and not treat everyone the same because they're not. And everybody that is an employee in North Union really works to build a relationship with our students and with our stakeholders so that everyone that is involved with North Union understands and feels that they are also warriors. We try and do that as educators and employees at North Union.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. You can order your favorites off the menu, including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. See their Facebook page each week for their nightly specials. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them for your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insight, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Astro has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired. Call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. And we are back in Armstrong. We're just about set to tip off tonight's matchup between North Union and West Bend Mallard. Again, your starters for West Bend Mallard: Hannah and Haley Stalzer, Addie Montag, Tiffany Fair, and Lexi Welter. And for North Union, Shaylee Walters, Ainsley Ulrich, Macy Bierstead, Eva Steinberger, and Hannah Nielsen. Bierstead jumping here for North Union, and jumping here now for West Bend Mallard, it will be Montag, and the ball tipped, and, well, it was tripped too for that matter, and we got a push-off foul going to be called here on North Union. Guilty of that one, it will be Ainsley Ulrich. So the ball will go back here to West Bend Mallard as we're just underway. With the inbounds pass this time, Haley Stalzer gets it into Tiffany Fair. She's up in the front court, basket to our left. Back out to Haley Stalzer now on the right wing. Haley gets it right back up on top now to her twin sister Hannah. Back to Haley on the right side. Haley will drive in, shoot, and score. Haley Stalzer with her first notch of the season. 2-0 Wolverines up on top. Back over to Ulrich now, right wing. Up on top, Walters. Free throw line to Nielsen. Back out now to Ulrich from three in the left wing. No good. Rebound taken here now by West Bend Mallard. The Warriors coming up with their full court press. Gets it back off now to Hannah Stalzer. Back up on top, Haley Stalzer. Haley back to Hannah now on the high post, left side. Hannah tries to bring it back to the top of the key. Back out to Welter, left side. Up on top here now to Tiffany Fair. Back out to Hannah Stalzer. Hannah back over to Haley. Bounces it off her foot, but she gets it right back. Gets it back out this time now to Tiffany Fair from three on the left side. No good. Rebound taken by Montag. Back up on top now to Hannah Stalzer. Back up to Tiffany Fair. Here's Welter for three. Blocked that time by Bierstead. We got a tie-up. Alternating possession will end up going back here now to, I believe, North Union, and it does. Just underway here. We're about a minute into the first quarter here now from Armstrong, as Shaylee Walters will attempt the inbounds pass this time to Ulrich up in the front court. Basket to our right. Fires back to Bierstead, now left wing. Up on top to Walters. Back inside Nielsen. Turnaround jump shot for Nielsen's no good. Gets around. Rebound. Puts it back up and in. 2-2 tie. North Union and West Bend Mallard. with the basketball now, West Bend Mallard. Here is Healy Stalzer up on top. Gets it back out this time here now to Tiffany Fair. Back inside to Hannah Stalzer. Hannah back out to Tiffany. Loose basketball and taken away here now by the Warriors. We go the other way. Ulrich stops. Launches a three. No good. A rebound taken now by the Wolverines. We go the other way now. Front court basket to our left. Another takeaway for the Warriors. We go back the other way, and then the Warriors lose it, and the Wolverines pick it right back up again and go the other direction. Here's Fair back out to Hannah Stalzer. Left side up on top to Tiffany Fair. Tiffany Fair top of the key. Going to end up bouncing it off of Ulrich, and it's going to watch the ball go out of bounds. It'll go back to West Bend Mallard with 5:57 left to go here in the opening quarter, and a 2-2 tie, the Wolverines and the Warriors. Hannah Stalzer, inbounds pass goes to Haley Stalzer. Haley brings it up to the front court, basket to our left, back out now to Fair on the right side. Fair up on top with it here now, goes back out to Hannah Stalzer, up on top to Fair. Tiffany Fair, that is. She stops, she pops a three, that's no good. Rebound taken here now by Bierstead. North Union gets it knocked right away, and it goes back here now to the Wolverines. Gets it back out now to Haley Stalzer. Haley over on the right side now. Drives, shoots, and she's going to pick up the foul, and she will be going to the free throw line here now for West Bend Mallard. Guilty of this one here now for the Warriors. That will be number three, Hannah Nielsen. First personal on Hannah. Second team foul of the quarter here now for North Union. First of two free throws. In and out, no good that time here by Haley Stalzer. Haley and Hannah, twin sisters, both of which are 5'5" tall. Second free throw coming up here for Haley Stalzer. That one is up. That one is good. Haley Stalzer, one for two from the free throw line here, and she has all 3 points for West Bend Mallard. With the basketball now is Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our right. Back now Walters. Back in the right quarter to Nielsen. Nielsen looks back inside Steinberger. Fires back out to Walters. Walters for three. Left side. No good. Rebound Steinberger. Back out to Walters. Walters looking back inside Steinberger. Out on top. Now to Ulrich. Ulrich drives. Stops. Shoots. No good. Rebound taken here now by Hannah Stalzer for the Wolverines. Back out to Haley. Haley Stalzer up in the front court now. Basket to our left here now for West Bend Mallard. 5 minutes left to go, first quarter. Haley Stalzer, top of the key. 2-3 zone defense applied by North Union. Back out now to Welter. It goes right between her hands and out of bounds. It goes back here now to West Bend Mallard. I check that to North Union. 3-2 our score. West Bend Mallard leads North Union with 4:50 left to go here in quarter number one. Back out now to Walters. Takes it to Nielsen in the left corner. Back out to Ulrich up on top. Back over now. We got 3 seconds going to be called here now on North Union. Warriors called for 3 seconds with 4:40 left to go in the first quarter. 3-2 our score. West Bend Mallard leading North Union. It's the Wolverines basketball with it here now. It will be Tiffany Fair back out to Hannah Stalzer, high post left side. Gets it back over to Haley Stalzer in that same area. Haley will drive, shoot, blocked that time by Steinberger, and the rebound back to West Bend Mallard. Around the perimeter they go. Tiffany Ware, a fair I should say, goes underneath to Haley Stalzer. She shoots, that's no good. The rebound taken here now by Steinberger, North Union. Back out this time here now to Ulrich, top of the key. Fires back out to Walters, left wing. Walters will drive. She'll shoot one-handed. That's no good. Rebound fought for, and still loose basketball. We got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession will end up going back to West Bend Mallard with 4:02 left to go in the first quarter. Subtime. Alexis Cummins will check into the ball game here now. Cummins will check in here now for Hannah Nielsen. So Nielsen will sit down. Cummins will come in here now. Alexis Cummins, a 5'6" sophomore here now for North Union. Warriors come out with their full court press once again. Taken now by Fair in the front court. Basket to our left. Goes back out to Hannah Stalzer. Up on top, Haley Stalzer. Haley back at center circle. Tries to set the offense up. Gets it back out now to Fair on the high post left side. Back inside now. This time to Monte. She goes in, shoots, no good. And she's off to the free throw line. I believe Walters was the one that got a piece of her that time, and she does. Shaylee Walters picks up her first. The team's third of the quarter. With 3:44 left to go here now in the opening quarter. 3-2 our score. West Bend Mallard up on top. Montague at the free throw line. First one is up and no good. Montague, Addie Montague, that is 6-foot junior here for West Bend Mallard. Second free throw for Montague is up. That's also no good. Rebound, tie up, alternating possession will end up going back to North Union with 3:41 left to go in the first quarter. The Warriors down by one, 3-2 to West Bend Mallard. Now the Wolverines will come out with a full court press. Gets it in now to Ulrich. Ulrich down court pass this time to Walters. Walters will bring it to the front court. Basket to our right. Walters fires back out to Ulrich on the left side. She'll try a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound is taken out by the Wolverines. Wolverine basketball. Haley Stalzer going to bring it down court here now for West Bend Mellard in the front court. Basket to our left. Back out now to Fair on the high post left side. Up on top, Haley Stalzer to hand to Stalzer. Right side up on top again. Haley Stalzer. Batted away this time here now by Ulrich. She takes it, goes all the way, misses an easy layup. And the rebound going back off to West Bend Mellard. Down court pass this time to Welter left side. She drives. That's no good with a shot. We got ourselves a pushing foul from behind. Going to be called here now on North Union with 3:01 left to go here now in the first quarter. Guilty of the foul here now for the Warriors. That will be Shaylee Walters. That's her second. She'll have to come out. Hannah Nielsen back in here now for North Union with 3:01 left to go in the first. Inbounds pass this time here now. And we got a foul going to be called here now on Haley Stalzer. Stalzer gets the offensive foul called on her that time. And this turns the ball right back over now to North Union. With it here now, Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our right. Around Monte goes in, shoots and scores. Shooting and scoring that time here now will be Ainsley Ulrich. And we got a foul. And we got a foul called here now on West Bend Mellard. Welter is guilty of that one. Second team foul of the quarter. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Ainsley Ulrich with 2:51 left to go here now in the first quarter. First of two free throws for Ulrich is good. Ainsley now up to three and a timeout on the court with 2:51 left to go here now in the first quarter. Our score, North Union 5, West Bend Mellard 3. We're back with more from Armstrong in 1 minute.
Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com.
Have an aching back or a creaky joint keeping you from enjoying the simple things in life? Hi, I'm Dr. Dalton Frick, one of the chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center. Whether you need a simple adjustment or a comprehensive treatment plan, we've got your back. With multiple treatment options like shockwave therapy, spinal decompression, and more, we have the bases covered. Book an appointment with me or one of our other trained chiropractors at TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong, Iowa.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
Back here in Armstrong, 2:51 left to go in the first quarter. North Union 5, West Bend Mellard 3. Second free throw coming up here now for Ainsley Ulrich for North Union. She takes a couple of dribbles, and the second free throw is good. 2 for 2 that time from the free throw line. She's got 4, and it's 6-3 North Union up on top. Down court pass this time goes to Montague. Fires back over to Haley Stalzer, now on the right wing. Up on top to Montague. Back now to Hannah Stalzer, high post left side. Hannah back out now to Monte. Now to Haley Stalzer, and we got a travel call here now on the Wolverines. Traveling on West Bend Mellard, 2:35 left to go in the first. 6-3 North Union on top. They have the basketball. Inbounds pass to Bierstedt. Goes back to Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our right. Fires back to Cummins now on the left wing. Back now to Nielsen. Nielsen back now to Ulrich. She tries a three left side and drains it. Ainsley Ulrich drains a three from the left side. Makes it now a 9-3 contest. North Union up on top. Down court pass to Montague on the left, on the right wing rather. Montague gets it back off. Now to Hannah Haley Stalzer, high post right side. Gets it back to Hannah Stalzer now. Hannah Stalzer. Set back to Haley. Haley from three left side, no good. Rebound Bierstedt, North Union. Gets it back off to Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Here is Ulrich back out to Bierstedt. She tries a three up on top. It's an air ball out of bounds. It goes back here now to West Bend Mellard with a minute 49 left to go in the first. North Union 9, West Bend Mellard 3 in here in this first quarter. Subtime once again here now for North Union. Coming in, number 14, Alyssa Welbeck, a 5'4" sophomore, comes in for Bierstedt now.
Inbounds pass goes now to the Wolverines. Down court pass this time. Going to be going back out now to Welter. Welter looks back inside to number 21. That's Chloe Dickey in the ball game for the first time, and we got ourselves a foul. Going to be called here now on Haley Stalzer. Second on Haley. Third of the quarter here now for West Bend Mallard. And it will be North Union basketball. Inbounds pass this time will be attempted by Cummins. Gets it in now to Ulrich. Heading up to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Back to Cummins on the high post right side. Up on top here now to Welbig. Welbig fires again out to Ulrich on the right side. Shoots a three. That's no good. Rebound taken now by Ulrich. Underneath to Steinberger, and I believe Steinberger knows. Nope, I thought for sure she was going to get called for the travel, but it's going to end up being a foul here on West Bend Mallard. Guilty of this one for the Wolverines will be Welter, or check that. That'll be number 14, Scarlett Olsen, in the ball game for the first time. Inbounds pass now goes to Ulrich on the high post. Back up on top to Cummins. Back now this time to Welter, or check that. That Welbig. Loose basketball taken away here now by West Bend. Miller, we go the other way now with it. Downcourt pass to Hannah Stalzer. Wide open three from the left side. No good. Rebound taken here by Dickey here for, actually, by Olsen here now for West Bend. Miller and a timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well with 58.5 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Our score, North Union 9, West Bend Mallard 3. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Back in Armstrong, 58.5 seconds left to go in the first quarter. North Union 9, West Bend Mallard 3. The inbounds pass this time will be attempted here by Tiffany Fair as she gets that one in this time here now. To number 15, that's Lexi Welter back in the ballgame here for West Bend Mallard. Back out this time to Olsen. Loose basketball picked right back up by Welter. Welter now with the double team. Gets it off to Hannah Stalzer. Almost loses it. Recovers it. Off to Fair, and she goes in, and she's going to be fouled up here by Ava Steinberger. Ava picks up her first. Fifth foul of the quarter for North Union. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for West Bend Mallard. At the free throw line, Tiffany Fair, 5'5" senior here for the Wolverines. And the first free throw for Tiffany Fair is no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Tiffany Fair for West Bend Mallard. They're down 9-3 to North Union. With 43.7 seconds left to go in the quarter. Second free throw is up and good. Tiffany Fair with her first point on the scoreboard. 9-4 our score. North Union up on top with 40 seconds left to go now in quarter number one. Nielsen left side gets it back up on top to Ulrich to Cummins. Cummins will try a three from the left side and drains it. Alexis Cummins with a three that time. 12-4. North Union up on top. Fires back out this time to Olsen on the right side. Up on top here now. Loose basketball. Knocked away but recovered by Olsen. Gets it back off this time here now to 15. That is Lexi Welter. She drives, she shoots, and scores. Welter with her first two of the night. 12-6. North Union up on top. 6 seconds left to go in the first. Goes back over to Cummins, left side. Cummins, cross-court pass to Ulrich. She tries a three at the buzzer. It's no good. And that is the end of quarter number one. Our score, North Union 12, West Bend Mallard 6. Back with quarter number two from Armstrong in 1 minute here on 98 Country. Why fight the crowds this Black Friday when you can find great holiday deals at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center? This Friday and Saturday only, you'll find select men's and kids' sweatshirts 25 to 40% off. Many wallets and purses will be half price and save an extra 10% on all closeout shoes and boots. Don't forget, Weaver's is open till 7 Thursday nights, except this Thursday, and will be open until 2 this Saturday. Shop for the holidays at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Stateline Cooperative recognizes Thanksgiving as a special time. Here in the Heartland, farm families get together to give thanks for the harvest that took all year to plan and grow. Our farmers dedicate themselves to hard work and long hours to provide for all in this great land of ours. When you sit down to dinner with your family and friends to celebrate Thanksgiving, please remember to offer a word of thanks to hardworking American farmers who help make this day and every day possible. This is Kim Fay for State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back at Armstrong, our score, North Union 12 and West Bend Mallard 6. As we're just about set for quarter number two to get underway here tonight at 98.1 FM KBEW Blue Earth, Minnesota. Royce Murrah with you here on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday and a great Thanksgiving upcoming weekend. Sounds kind of cold this weekend. As we get right back to the action here, the action is hot here in the gym in Armstrong. Inbounds pass this time, going to be going here now to Haley Stalzer, back to Hannah on the right side. Hannah Stalzer, that is, right back up on top to Haley Stalzer. Haley with the basketball, back to Hannah Stalzer, trying to get something going, back to Haley Stalzer, high post left side. Back at the free throw line now is Dickey. Dickey getting it right back out to Hannah Stalzer. Hannah Stalzer back out now to Tiffany Fear on the right wing. Tiffany Fear brings it right back up on top to Hannah Stalzer. Up on top this time to Tiffany Fear. Back out to Hannah Stalzer with 9 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Haley will try a three-pointer from the high post. Right side up and good. Haley gets that to drop. She's got six and is 12-9 North Union on top. Here's Cummins left side. Back inside to Ava Steinberger. Right back out to Walters for three at the top of the rim. No good. But the rebound taken here now by West Bend Mallard. With it here now is Tiffany Fair getting it back out to Hannah Stalzer. Back out to Fair on the high post left side. Around the perimeter they go. Here's a three for Haley Stalzer again. Up and in. Haley Stalzer up and in. She drains two back-to-back three-pointers. And it's a 12-12 tie. North Union and West Bend Mallard. And we will take a timeout. 12-12 tie, North Union to West Bend Mallard. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Back in Armstrong, 6:57 left to go in the first half, and a 12-12 tie. North Union and West Bend Mallard getting it back now to Cummins here for North Union. Cummins getting it back out this time to Welbeck at the free throw line. Now Nielsen back out to Bierstead. Now to Walters on the high post right side. Back at the free throw line, Nielsen. Nielsen back out this time. Now to Welbeck up on top to Cummins. Back on the right side now is going to be Walters. Cross-court pass back on the left side. Welbeck up on top here now to Walters. Back out to Cummins with three in the shot clock. Here's a three-pointer for Walters. No good. Rebound taken. This time here now by Welter for West Bend Mallard up in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Getting it back to Hannah Stalzer on the high post left side. Hannah up on top to Haley. Back to Hannah, high post left side. Goes back inside this time to Tiffany Fair. Turnaround shot no good. Rebound Bierstead North Union. Back out this time now to Walters. Down court pass to a wide open Welbeck underneath, and she gets hacked as she tries to go for the shot, and she'll go to the free throw line. Guilty of that one here now for West Bend Mallard. Hannah Stalzer, her first. Five team fouls per team here thus far in the first half. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Welbeck. And the first one is off the back of the iron. No good. Alyssa Welbeck will have a second free throw coming out. Some subs coming in from both sides. And Welbeck will get set to shoot her second free throw here now. Second free throw coming up here now for Alyssa Welbeck. And Alyssa Welbeck will finally get the basketball here to attempt her second free throw.
That one is up. That one is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken here by Dickey here now for West Bend Mallard. Getting it back up on top here now to Hannah Stalzer. Hannah, top of the key. 2-3 zone defense applied here now by North Union. Around the perimeter they go. Here's Hannah Stalzer from three from the high post. Left side, no good. Rebound, North Union. Down court now to Welbeck. She goes, shoots, no good. And she's going to be fouled that time by Hannah Stalzer. And a pair of free throws coming up here again for Welbeck for North Union. Hannah Stalzer picking up her second as they forgot to reset the foul numbers here after the quarter. So two team fouls in the second quarter here now for West Bend Mallard. First free throw, no good here by Welbig. Alyssa Welbig, 5'4" sophomore here. And the buzzer sounds for some subs coming in. Number 14, Scarlett Olson, back in the ball game here now. She'll check back in for Hannah Stalzer here now for West Bend Mallard. Second free throw coming up here now for Welbig. That one is up. That one is good. Alyssa Welbig, 1-for-2 that time from the free throw line. The Warriors up on top by 113-12. Full court press again applied by the Warriors. Back out now to Welter for three. Air balls hit, rebound taken by Bierstead North Union. Off to Ulrich. To the front court, basket to our right. Taken this time here now by Walters. Up on top to Ulrich. Back to Walters, left side. She eyes a three, doesn't take it. Now she'll drive back out to Welbig. Taken up on top to Ulrich. Underneath this time now to Ava Steinberger trying. And we got 3 seconds. Going to be called here now as she was pretty well tied up under there and couldn't move. And that's where the 3-second call was called. A fifth turnover here on the Warriors. And we have got inbounds pass knocked away by the Warriors. Goes back to West Bend Mallard with 5:22 left to go here now in the first half. Down court pass to Dickey. Gets away from her, but she gets it just before she goes out of bounds. But the momentum will end up taking her out of bounds. And it'll go back here now to North Union with 5:16 left to go in the first half. 13-12 our score. West Bend Mallard leading North Union. Or check that the other way. North Union leading West Bend Mallard. Here's Ulrich, top of the key. Fires back out this time here to Walters. Back inside. Loose basketball and taken away again here now by the Wolverines. With it here now, down court will be Tiffany Fair. Tiffany Fair with it now. Look, and she throws it right into the hands that time of Ava Steinberger underneath. Back out to Walters. Down court pass to Welbeck on the right wing. Up on top now to Walters. Gets it back to Ulrich from three. Left side, no good. Rebound, Bierstead back up. Air balls it. Rebound taken by Olsen here now for West Bend Mallard. Olsen off now to Bailey. To Haley Stalzer in the front court. Basket to our left. Haley Stalzer at center circle, trying to get something set up here for the Wolverines. Off to Tiffany Fair, right back up on top. Here's Dickey at the free throw line. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound fought for, and we have gonna have a foul gonna be called here now on Chloe Dickey, her first. That's gonna be the team's third of the quarter. Hannah Nielsen out, and Hannah Nielsen in, I should say, and Welbig will come out here now for North Union. Shaylee Walters will attempt the inbounds pass here this time for North Union, and she does to Ulrich. And Ulrich up to the front court, basket to our right this time. Bierstead up on top now to Walters. Back over to Ulrich on the right wing. Back inside Walters. Walters fires it back out to Bierstead. She tries a three left corner. Got it! Bierstead with her first three of the season. Lead back up to four for North Union, 16-12. Back to the front court, basket to our left. This time is Tiffany Fair up on top. Haley Stalzer, NBA range, three, no good. Rebound to Tiffany Fair. That's up and no good. Second three-pointer attempt, no good. Rebound again to Dickey. Dickey back out to Welter. Welter up on top with it here now. Going to be getting it back off now to Tiffany Fair. Back to Dickey. Loose basketball and taken away here this time by North Union. Walters all the way up and in. Shaylee Walters with her first deuce of the season. 18-12 our score. North Union up on top. Haley Stalzer coast to coast, shoots it, airballs it out of bounds. It goes back here now to North Union. Subs coming in here now. Montag back in. Coming out will be Dickey and Olson. And it looks like Hannah Stalzer back in now for West Bend Mallard. Ulrich to the front court, basket to our right this time. Ulrich of the high post, right side goes high post, left side to Bierstedt. Back out to Walters, will try a three off the back of the iron, no good. The rebound taken here by West Bend Mallard. Haley Stalzer brings it coast to coast, puts it up and no good. Rebound taken by Bierstedt. We go the other way. Down court pass to Ulrich on the right side, stops from 15, shoots and scores. Ulrich now with her first basket of the quarter. She's got 9, 20-12. Warriors opening up an 8-point lead on West Bend Mallard. Tiffany Fair, top of the key, back to Hannah Stalzer, right side. Hannah brings it right back up on top here now to Tiffany Fair on the high post, right side, right into the hands that time here now of Macy Bierstedt. Down court pass this time goes to Walder. She drives, shoots. No good, but she's fouled and she'll go to the free throw line. Walters will go to the free throw line here now for North Union. Guilty of that one for West Bend Mallard. Lexi Welter, her second, the fourth of the quarter here now for West Bend Mallard. At the free throw lane, Shaylee Walters here now for North Union. Takes a couple of dribbles with 2:21 left to go in the first half. First free throw good for Walters. Shaylee Walters now with 3, 21-12. It was tied at 12 just a moment ago. Now the Warriors score 9 straight here. Second free throw coming up here now for Shaylee Walters. That one is up. That one is in and out. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Wolverines. Monte with the rebound off now to Tiffany Fear in the front court. Basket to our left. To Hannah Stalzer. High post left side. Going to go back inside to Haley Stalzer. Turnaround jump shot for Haley is good. Haley with the shot that time to drop. I've got her for 11. And it's 21-14. North Union up on top by 7. Inside Bierstedt. Back out to Ulrich. Up on top to Walters. Back inside Bierstedt. Nielsen. Shoots and no good. Rebound taken here now by West Bend Mallard. Down court to Hannah Stalzer. To Haley Stalzer up on top. Knocked away that time by Walters and recovered by Tiffany Fair. Up on top to Hannah Stalzer. To Haley Stalzer. Back inside out of Welter. Welter right back around the perimeter once again. Here's Haley Stalzer from 3 left side. That's no good. Rebound. Montag back up and in. Montag gets it to go down that time for West Bend Mallard. The lead down to 5. 21-16 for North Union. Around the perimeter, here's Bierstedt up on top, now to Walters, and back inside to Nielsen. Around the perimeter they go, looking back inside now to Nielsen, back out, now to Bierstedt, left side up on top this time to Walters. She shoots, that's no good, and the rebound taken here now by West Bend Mallard. With it here now is Welter, down court pass this time. Going to be going now off now to Tiffany Fair. Tiffany Fair up on top to Haley Stalzer. Haley getting it back off to her twin sister Hannah. Back inside this time. Lobbing it into Montag. She shoots and scores. Montag gets it to drop. She's got 4. North Union 21. West Bend Mallard 18 with 45 seconds left to go in the first half. Free throw line. Nielsen back inside. Now to Steinberger. Grabs it. Shoots. No good. And she's fouled. Had a wide open shot there. Couldn't quite connect on that one, but she's off to the free throw line now. Guilty of that one. Here for West Bend Mallard. Going to be number 15, and that is Lexi Welter. That's going to be her third. First of 2 free throws for Steinberger. No good. Sub time. Olsen will come back in now for Welter. And coming back in will be Cummins here now for Walders for North Union. Second free throw for Steinberger, no good. Rebound taken by Nielsen. Nielsen back out to Cummins. Cummins up on top to Ulrich. NBA 3, Ulrich is no good. Rebound taken here now by West Bend Mallard with 30 seconds left to go in the half. With it now, Hannah Stalzer gets it back to Haley Stalzer, high post. Brings it back up to the center circle. Resets the offense. Wolverines going for 1 with 15 seconds left to go now in the first half. Back to Montag at the free throw line. Montag cross-court pass to Hannah Stalzer. Long to right side. No good. Rebound Bierstedt. Bierstedt off to Cummins with 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Nielsen launches it up at the buzzer. That's the end of the first half. Our halftime score. It's West Bend Mallard 21. And or check that. North Union 21, West Bend Mallard 18, and we'll come back with the first half numbers here coming up here from Armstrong after we take this time out. You're listening to Lady Warrior Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Get the power you need for your farm equipment. The power of peace of mind that dependable Senex lubricants deliver. With decades of proven off-road performance backed by the industry-leading Senex Total Protection Plan warranty, Senex heavy-duty diesel engine oils, hydraulic fluids, gear lubricants, and greases are formulated to provide superior protection for load-bearing equipment. The power you need to keep your business running like a well-oiled machine.
Now through February, take advantage of New Way K&H Cooperative's oil and grease sale and gift card for gallons promotion. Visit New Way-KNH.com to learn more. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes. Because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chris Hart with Cornerstone Insurance Services. Farmers, whether your operation consists of raising corn and soybeans, custom feeding livestock, or other business ventures such as selling seed, manure hauling, or doing some commercial trucking, we can help. Our agents' farm experience and insurance knowledge help you sort through your property and liability exposures. We look for gaps and overlaps in coverage and place you with a company that pays claims and pays them timely. Visit us online at www.cornerstoneinsuranceservice.com or call us anytime at 515-272-0020.
Tina Jaskolke from Clipper It Up in Sway City specializes in men's and boys' haircuts, including flat tops and military high and tights, and has over 15 years barbershop experience. Walk-ins only, no appointments are necessary. Clipper It Up is open Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Fridays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. to noon. Clipper It Up on Highway 9 in Sway City. Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of Stateline Publications. Stateline Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringstead Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you missed the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You'll also find local news and events, along with the community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at Stateline Publications. At Stateline Publications, we've got you covered.
We are back in Armstrong. Our halftime score, North Union 21, West Bend Mallard 18, as we take a look at the book here. First of all, for West Bend Mallard, we have 1 point here for Tiffany Fair, 2 points for Lexi Welter, 4 for Haley Stalzer, and leading the scoring here thus far for West Bend Mallard with 11 is Hannah Stalzer, a total of 18 points here for West Bend Mallard. Now for North Union, we have these numbers, 1 point for Alyssa Welbig, 2 points for Hannah Nielsen, 3 apiece for Sheely Walters, Alexis Cummins, and Macy Bierstead. And leading the scoring thus far for the Warriors with 9 is Ainsley Ulrich. A total of 21 points here now for North Union. Again, our halftime score, North Union 21, West Bend Mallard 18. We're back with more from Armstrong after we take this time out here on 98 Country.
Sometimes it's what you don't get at the bank that counts. For example, when applying for a loan, you don't want to go through a pile of red tape. If you're a Bank Plus customer, you already have an established record with the bank, so it'll be easier to make a prompt decision on your loan needs. You don't get a hassle at Bank Plus, just the services you need. Bank Plus, offices in Sway City, Esterville, Ledyard, and Grettinger for your convenience. Member FDIC.
If you're craving a delicious home-cooked meal, then head on down to Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Enjoy their great daily specials, along with burgers, ribeyes, sandwiches, salads, pizzas, and so much more, along with their favorite cocktails and beers from their bar. The kitchen is open from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a great meal soon at Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft.
Baskey Sales and Service is proud of the service and quality cars they have to offer. ASC certified mechanic Chuck Baskey has over 40 years of experience. He's a mechanic you can trust like a member of your own family. Along with being the largest snapper and hustler dealer in the area, Baskey's can get you into that perfect car or truck. Baskey Sales and Service of Bancroft, your friend in the car business. Located 2 miles north and 1.5 miles west on Blacktop A38. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong is your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with them about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. They're devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money. Give them a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by their office along Highway 9 in Armstrong Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong. Ringtel Communications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ringtel Communications of Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City, traditional service, progressive technology. In 1956, a Northwest Iowa farmer built his own PTO-powered grinder mixer. Arthur Luscombe's invention marked the beginning of Artsway manufacturing. Now the company has a full product line as reliable as Art's first-ever grinder mixer. Art's way of doing things inspired a focused, independent, and straightforward practice of equipping producers with the highest standard of manure spreaders, forage boxes, high dump, bale processors, graders, land planes, sugar beet harvesters, and yes, grinder mixers. Art's Way Manufacturing of Armstrong.
A small town atmosphere is what your child will be part of at North Union Schools. Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
The most unique thing about us is that we're a combination of 7 smaller communities that all come together to form North Union. We take that small community pride, and that just comes directly into our school district and provides a unique thing for all students.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. You can order your favorites off the menu, including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. See their Facebook page each week for their nightly specials. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them for your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insight, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Asgro has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. And we're back in Armstrong again. Our halftime score, North Union 21 and West Bend Mallard 18. We have this to pass your way here. As many of you know that follow the Top of Iowa Conference, that there has been a proposal inviting Four City, Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, and Eagle Grove to join their conference after next school year. Well, Four City has approved it, and Eagle Grove has approved it. The first go-around, Garner, Hayfield, Ventura did not approve it. Well, now we got word here tonight that the GHB School Board has approved the vote. And after next year, Garner, Heathfield, Ventura, Eagle Grove, and Forest City will join the North Central Conference. So that just in here as the Garner, Heathfield, Ventura School Board voting to allow the GHB school to become part of the North Central Conference. That will take effect here after next year. And Eagle Grove, Garner, Heathfield, Ventura, and Forest City will join the North Central Conference effective the 2026-2027 school year. Back to the action here now. Inbounds pass this time will go now to Ainsley Ulrich. We're underway in the second half. Walters back to Ulrich. Ulrich up on top with it here now. Going to get it back up to Shaley Walters. Back inside to Ava Steinberger. Turnaround shot for Steinberger is no good. Rebound Montag, West Bend Mallard. We go the other way here now with the basketball here now is Haley Stalzer getting it back now to Tiffany Fair on the high post right side. Tiffany Fair back out now to Hannah Stalzer, right side. Going to go back in to Haley Stalzer, back to Montag. Loose basketball. Montag picks it right back up. And we got a foul from behind, I believe, on Ava Steinberger that time. And it will be called here on Ava Steinberger. No, it's not going to be on Ava. It'll be on Macy Bierstedt. Her first, the team's first of the quarter. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going now to Haley Stalzer on the high post, right side. Haley right back up on top of it for West Bend Mallard. To Hannah Stalzer, stripped and taken away here now by Macy Bierstedt. She goes all the way, stops, shoots, and scores. It wasn't pretty, but Macy gets it to drop. She's got five, and it's 23-18. North Union up on top. Hannah Stalzer now with it. Top of the key, back out this time to Tiffany Fair on the high post, left side. Tiffany Fair getting it back off to Haley Stalzer, high post, right side. Haley now will find an opening drive, shoot, no good, rebound tipped and taken here now by the Wolverines. With it here now is going to be Fair. Back out to Haley Stalzer, back to Fair on the left side. Back inside to Hannah Stalzer, goes in, shoots, no good. We got a foul going to be called here now on North Union. Foul called here now on the Warriors. Macy Bierstedt picking up back-to-back fouls that time here now for the Warriors. At the free throw line here now will be Hannah Stalzer. First free throw for Hannah is good. Hannah with her first points of the night here. 23-19. Second free throw coming up here now for Hannah Stalzer. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken here now by Montag. Back to Hannah Stalzer, out to Haley Stalzer. Back at center circle. Back out to Hannah Stalzer, high post right side. And we got a foul going to be called here now on Ainsley Ulrich. Ainsley tripping her that time, picking up the foul. Second personal on Ainsley. Third team foul of the quarter for North Union. Inbounds pass this time going to be going to Haley Stalzer, top of the key. In and out, three, no good. Rebound off of Montag, out of bounds. It goes back here now to North Union. 13th turnover on West Bend Mallard now. 6:31 left to go here now in the third quarter. Off now to Ulrich. Heading to the front court, basket to our left this time. Back out now to Walters. Walders back inside to Nielsen. Loose basketball taken back by Nielsen to Ulrich from three, left side up and good. Ulrich drains that three-pointer. Ainsley up to 12 here now, 26-19. North Union opening up a seven-point lead on West Bend Mallard. Hannah Stalzer up on top here now to Fair. Back to Hannah Stalzer. Hannah up on top with it here now for West Bend Mallard. Getting it back off this time now to Fair. Fair back out to Haley Stalzer on the left, on the right side. Back inside Montag. Hook shot. Montag is no good. We got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession. We'll go back to West Bend Mallard with 5:48 left to go here now in this third quarter. And we have got a sub coming in. Welter is coming back in now for Scarlett Olson here now for West Bend Mallard. And Fair will attempt the inbounds pass here now for the Wolverines. Fair getting it in this time. Loose basketball, but taken this time now by Haley Stalzer. Haley Stalzer almost loses it, recovers it, goes back inside to Montag. Back out this time here now to Tiffany Fair from three, right side up and good. Fair from three that time. That will be her fourth point, 26-22. North Union lead cut down to four. up on top with it. Now Bierstedt getting it back out this time. Ick inside, now to Steinberger. Steinberger triple team, loses the basketball, and taken away that time by West Ben Mallard. Haley Stalzer in the front court. Basket to our right. Goes back out now to Fair. Fair looking inside, right to the hands that time of Ulrich for North Union. Down court to Walders. Stops, shoots, and scores. Shaylee Walders up to five now, and it's 28-22 North Union on top. With a basketball here once again will be West Ben Mallard. Haley Stalzer, front court, basket to our right. Underneath this time, right to the hands of Bierstedt. Another takeaway for North Union. Down court pass, gets it back off to Ulrich. Ulrich fires out to Walders. Walders on the right wing, drives. Tipped and knocked away and recovered this time by Bierstedt. Going to go back now to Walders, but Bierstedt takes a step back too far and steps out of bounds and goes back here now to West Ben Mallard. 4:38 left to go, third quarter. North Union 28, West Ben Mallard 22. Inbounds pass goes to Haley Stalter. Heading up to the front court, basket to our right this time. Haley getting it back out this time here now to Fair, up on top to Hannah Stalzer. Hannah Stalzer getting it back out now to Fair on the right wing. Fair will fire back out now to Haley Stalzer. She tries a three and drains it from the high post right side. Haley Stalzer up to 14. It's a 28-25 lead for North Union. With a basketball now will be Bierstedt lobbing it inside to Steinberger. The shot half blocked, rebound taken here now by West Ben Mallard. With a basketball here now, Haley Stalzer back to Hannah Stalzer. High post left side, and a foul called. Reaching in that time, Ainsley Ulrich, her third. The fourth of the quarter here now for North Union with 3:51 left to go in the third. Warriors hanging on to a three-point lead, 28-25. Inbounds pass. Going to be going out of Fair, top of the key. Fair getting it off to Haley Stalzer on the high post, right side. Haley Stalzer up on top to Hannah Stalzer. Back to Fair, left side. Going to go back inside this time to Walter. Walter drives, shoots, no good. Rebound taken by the Wolverines. Up on top, Hannah Stalzer. Back to Haley Stalzer in the right corner. Haley will drive and ends up trying to throw a basket up, but she's going to be fouled that time here now by North Union. I believe Ava Steinberger will be called for that one. Not Ava. It will be Alexis Cummins that time here. And we're going to have a couple of free throws coming up here now. Five team fouls here in this third quarter for North Union. At the free throw line, Haley Stalzer. Stalzer. First free throws off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Haley Stalzer. 28-25, North Union up on top with 3:27 left to go in the third quarter. Second free throw, Haley Stalzer is no good. Rebound out of bounds off of the Wolverines, back now to North Union. 16 turnovers and a timeout on the court. Going to be called here now by North Union. We'll step aside. 3:27 left to go here in this third quarter. Our score, North Union 28, West Ben Mallard 25. Back with more in 1 minute.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
3:27 left to go in the third. 28-25. North Union up on top. Up on top of it now is Walters. Getting it back out to Ulrich. Ulrich from three left side. No good. Rebound taken by Fair West. Ben Mellard up to the front court. Basket to our right here. This time is Fair. Up on the top of the key. Fair fires back out to Hannah Stalzer. High post right side. Hannah gets it right back up on top here now. As Hannah dribbles it to the top of the key. Back over to Fair on the left side. Fair now with it. Getting it back out to Haley Stalzer. Going out to the left wing with it this time. Haley got to get rid of it. Now she does. This time to Fair. High post right side. Up on top. Hannah Stalzer. Back out to Fair. Fair from three in the high post right side. No good. Out of bounds. Goes back now to North Union. North Union basketball. 2:42 left to go in the third. 28-25 our score. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going now to Ainsley Ulrich up on the front court. Basket to our left. Ulrich back to Cummins. Cummins free throw line to Bierstedt. Back out to Walters. Walters finds an opening. Back now to Steinberger. Now to Ulrich. To Cummins. Goes back now to Walters. Free throw line. Bierstedt stopping. Shooting and scoring. Bierstedt gets that one to drop. Macy now has 7. 30-25. North Union up on top. With it once again now is Hannah Stalzer. Going to go back out now to Welter. Up on top to Hannah Stalzer. Back to Welter now on the left side. Welter will bring it back to the top of the key for West Bend Mellard. Tie up. Alternating possession. We'll go back here now to North Union with a minute 59 left to go here in this third quarter. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now. Going to be going out to Ulrich up on the front court. Basket to our left this time. Ulrich looking for somebody to open up. Now she gets it off to Cummins. Now back out to Bierstedt. Three-pointer left right corner is no good. Knock out of bounds. It goes back here now to West Bend Mallard. With a minute 44 left to go in the third quarter. North Union hanging on to a 30-25 lead over West Bend Mallard. Inbounds pass this time going to be going here to Fair. Fair back to Haley Stalzer. Haley going to bring it up to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Haley Stalzer back out to Welter on the high post. Right side up on top this time now to Welter. Welter back out to Fair on the high post. Right side up on top now. To Haley Stalzer, back to Montag on the right wing. Montag back out to Haley Stalzer. Haley will dribble it up to the top of the key with 8 seconds left to go on the shot clock. That one taken here by Montag. Montag will go to the baseline, shoot no good, and she's fouled. I believe that's going to be Cummins. Going to be guilty of that one here for North Union. We'll see if I'm right. Yep, it's Cummins. Alexis Cummins picks up her second personal foul. With a minute 11 left to go now in the third quarter. Pair of free throws here now for Tiffany Fair. The first is good. Tiffany Fair now up to 5, 30-26. Second free throw coming up here now for Tiffany Fair here now for West Bend Mallard. This one is up and good as well. Tiffany Fair sinks both free throws, and she now has 6. And it's 30-27, North Union up on top with a minute 11 left to go here in this third quarter. Back up now to Walters. Front court basket to our right, left. Walters looking back out this time now to Welvig. She'll try a three left side, no good. Rebound Cummins. Cummins back inside to Bierstedt. Bierstedt is fouled. Montag gets a piece of her that time. First personal on Montag. First team foul of the quarter here now. For West Bend Mallard, and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Macy Bierstedt here now for North Union with 56.4 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. First of two for Macy Bierstedt is off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up for Bierstedt with 56.4 seconds left to go in the third. North Union a 30-27 lead over West Bend Mallard. The next free throw, no good. Rebound taken here now by West Bend Mallard. Fair in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Back up now to Hannah Stalzer on the high post. Left side. Hannah now with it. Hannah brings it to the top of the key. Back out to Haley left side. Haley will drive. No good. Rebound with a shot put up and good that time here now by Montag. Addie Montag now up to 6. 30-29. North Union up on top. 30 seconds left to go in the third. Walters drives, shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Wolverines. Haley Stalzer now with it with 20 seconds left to go in the third. Haley looks at a three, doesn't take it. We're down to 18 seconds. Loose basketball and taken away now by the Warriors. We go the other way, and we've got traveling called here now on Shaylee Walters. Walters called for traveling. 10th turnover on North Union with 13 seconds left to go in the third. 30-29, North Union up on top. Haley Stalzer back off to Fair on the high post, right side. 5 seconds left to go in the quarter. Hannah Stalzer right back up on top. Haley Stalzer, 2 seconds, 1 second, and they do not get the shot off in time. That's the end of quarter number three in our score. North Union 30, West Bend Mallard 29. Fourth quarter from Armstrong coming up in 1 minute here on 98 Country. Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired. Call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com. Back in Armstrong as we get set for quarter number four. North Union hanging on to a one-point lead, 30-29 over West Bend Mallard. Next week for North Union, they go to Clear Lake on Monday night, and then in a double hitter you will hear next Friday here on 98 Country. We're going to Buffalo Center for the North Iowa-North Union matchup. Number one of the season coming up here a week from this Friday night right here on 98 Country. Haley Stalzer over on the right, on the left wing rather. Gets it back out this time here now to Welter. She shoots from the left corner. No good for three. Rebound taken here by Steinberger. Down court pass to Cummins. And that one stripped and taken away here this time now by West Bend Mallard. 11th turnover on North Union. 1 point lead for the Warriors. 30-29 rather. Up on top now to Hannah Stalzer, to Haley Stalzer. She'll try a three from the high post left side. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch that time by the Warriors. It goes back to West Bend Mallard with 7:24 left to go in the game. And Welbig will come out back in here, I believe, Macy Bierstead for North Union. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going out of Haley Stalzer on the high post right side. High post left side, Hannah Stalzer. Trying to do some picking and rolling here now is West Bend Mallard. Looking on the inside to Montag. Back around the perimeter once again. Here is Welter for three from the left corner, up and good. Welter from the left corner from three drains it. Lexi's got five, and the Wolverines take a 32-30 lead. Bierstead tries to answer with a three of her own, and she does from the left side here now for North Union. Bierstead up to 10. Warriors back up on top, 33-32. Getting it back up here now is Tiffany Fair up on top to Hannah Stalzer. Hannah Stalzer now with it here for West Bend Mallard. Getting it off to Haley Stalzer on the high post right side. Haley now with it, trying to find someone to open up here for West Bend Mallard. Off to Montag. Getting it back off to Fair, and Fair will be fouled from behind by Macy Bierstead. Bierstead picking up her third, the team's first of the quarter, with 6:29 left to go here in the contest. As they bring the ball in from the hallway, there we go. And it will be West Bend Mallard basketball. As Fair will attempt the inbounds pass up on top to Hannah Stalzer. Now to Fair on the high post right side. Cross-court pass this time. Going to be going out to Haley Stalzer. Takes a step backwards. Launches a three. Bounces three times. No good. Rebound taken by Welter and a foul underneath. I believe Steinberger got a piece of her that time. We'll see what our friend Jason Slater has to say about that. Nope, it's actually going to be on Alexis Cummins, her third personal, second team foul of the quarter. And it will be Wolverine basketball. Inbounds pass this time up on top. Now to Haley Stalzer. Back out over to Fair on the left side. Up on top here now, Haley Stalzer. Back out this time. Going to be looking now for a shot this time here now from Fair out of bounds. It'll go back here now to North Union with 6:02 left to go here in the game. Well, now the official's talking about something here. Will the official who says it goes back to... He says, nope, it's going to stay with North Union. It stays with North Union, 6:02 left to go here in the game. 33-32, North Union up on top by one. Inbounds pass this time now. Off to Haley Stalzer, underneath Adamonte. Turns around, misses everything. The rebound taken here by Walters. Down court to Cummins. Cummins will drive, shoot, no good. Rebound taken by Montag here for West Bend Mallard. Here comes the Wolverines once again. Haley Stalzer in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Haley Stalzer back out this time here to Fair on the high post left side. Fair underneath this time. Fires back out now to Welter. Welter for three, left side up and good. Welter for three, got it. She's got eight. And now, a warning here on number 14 about something here. Freddie Perkins, the official, making that. Not exactly sure what that was. But anyway, we back to the action. Bierstedt goes underneath, shoots, no good. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on West Bend Mallard, or will it be on North Union? It'll be on Hannah Nielsen. Second personal on Nielsen. Third team foul of the quarter with 5:24 left to go here in this matchup. Inbounds pass this time going to be going to the Wolverines as the Warriors come out with a full court press. With it here now, Haley Stalzer drives, shoots, out of bounds. Blocked that time, however, by Ava Steinberger. Goes back here to West Bend Mallard with 5:16 left to go here in the contest, 35-33, West Bend Mallard up on top. With it here now is going to be Hannah Stalzer. Back out this time, traveling, going to be called on Tiffany Fair. Tiffany Fair called for the travel. Turnover number 19 on West Bend Mallard. 5:12 left to go in the game. And we have got a timeout for North Union. We'll step aside as well. 5:12 left to go in the game. Our score, West Bend Mallard 35, North Union 33. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Shane Freeze from Fairmont, Minnesota. Been dealing with a severe tennis elbow for 3 or 4 years. Found it just very restrictive physically and really limited my everyday activity. It wasn't until I was at TAFE Wellness seeking chiropractic care that they suggested that I get a stem cell shot in my elbow for treatment. Weeks later, seeing great improvement really in my range of motion and pain. Actually, as of today, you know, I'm really pain-free. If anyone has like joint inflammation or is dealing with what I've dealt with, I would highly suggest TAFE Wellness and let them help you like they did me.
TAFE Wellness Center. Take charge of your health.
5:12 left to go in the game. West Bend Mallard 35, North Union 33. The Warriors have it. Ulrich up in the front court. Basket to our left. Getting it back off to Walters. Walters back to Nielsen. Back out to Ulrich up on top. Back to Bierstedt, rather. Back out to Walters. Walters cross-court pass Nielsen. Back to Bierstedt. Bierstedt from three right left side. No good. Rebound taken here now by Welter for West Bend Mallard. Back out to Hannah Stalzer. Hannah up to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Hannah Stalzer back out now to Haley Stalzer. Haley getting it back out this time here now. To Tiffany Fair into Montank. Shoots underneath. No good. It's blocked, but a foul going to be called here now on North Union. North Union guilty of the foul. That time, Macy Bierstedt, her fourth. Four on the quarter here now for North Union. At the free throw line now, Addie Montag here for West Bend Mallard. First a free throw for Montag is off the side, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Addie Montag for West Bend Mallard, 6 foot junior. Second free throw is up by Montag and good. Eddie Montag now with 7, 36-33. West Bend Mallard up on top. But the basketball here now will be Ulrich on the high post left side. Ulrich will drive in, puts the shot up off the glass and scores. Ainsley Ulrich up to 14, 36-35. Warriors back to within one. Underneath, loose basketball and taken away now by the Warriors. We go the other direction. Here's Walters bringing it down court to Bierstedt underneath off the glass and in. Bierstedt puts the Warriors up on top with her 12 points, 37-36. Full court press applied here now by North Union. Down court pass, Montag. Montag back out to Hannah Stalzer. Back out to Fair. Back out to Hannah Stalzer on the high post left side. She dribbles it back to the top of the key and resets the offense for the Wolverines. And a kicking violation going to be called on Walters. With 3:46 left to go in the contest, North Union on top, 37-36. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going here now to Hannah Stalzer. Traveling on Hannah Stalzer. Turnover number 21 on West Bend Mallard. Timeout on the court. And we'll step aside as well with 3:45 left to go in the game. It is North Union 37, West Bend Mallard 36. Back with more in 1 minute.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. Why fight the crowds this Black Friday when you can find great holiday deals at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center? This Friday and Saturday only, you'll find select men's and kids' sweatshirts 25 to 40% off. Many wallets and purses will be half price and save an extra 10% on all closeout shoes and boots. Don't forget, Weaver's is open till 7 Thursday nights, except this Thursday, and will be open until 2 this Saturday. Shop for the holidays at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
3:45 left to go in the game. North Union 37, West Bend Mallard 36. Inbounds pass goes this time to Ulrich. Back to Bierstedt. Left side, cross-court pass this time to Walters. And we've got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession stays with North Union with 3:37 left to go in the ball game. And it will be Warrior basketball with the inbounds pass. This time it will be Walders back out to Ulrich. NBA three for Ulrich is no good. Rebound Montag, West Bend Mallard. We go the other way here now. As it'll be Fair in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Fair, top of the key. Getting it right back out this time here now to Hannah Stalzer. Hannah will stop, shoot, and score. Hannah Stalzer with her first field goal of the night. She's got three. Puts the Wolverines back up on top, 38-37. Free throw line now will be Nielsen. Shoots, no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up, no good. Foul going to be called here now on Addie Montag. Number two on Addie with 3:04 left to go here in the contest. No free throws this time, I don't believe. No. Sheely Walters will attempt the inbounds pass here this time. And now Thomas Fair having a conversation with one of the officials here. With 3:04 left to go. Well, now the three officials are going to have a conversation about something. The three officials having a conversation here about something. Not exactly sure what the situation is. And now one of the officials visiting with Thomas Fair here, what their final decision is. Not exactly sure what the conversation's about, but there's 3:04 left to go here in the contest. And we'll be playing here momentarily as it will be Shaylee Walters attempting the inbounds pass here this time for North Union. Walters looking inside now to Ulrich and she shoots, and it's no good. And out of bounds, last touch that time here now by Montag, as she got a partial block on that one. Goes back here now to North Union with 3:01 left to go. Inbounds pass to Stu Steinberger. She can't hang on to it and taken away that time by West Bend Mallard. Firing back out now to Hannah Stalzer on the high post. Left side, Hannah to Haley Stalzer up on top. Haley Stalzer now with it. Going to be going up here now to Fair. Fair, loose basketball taken away this time here now by North Union. Down court pass to Ainsley Ulrich. Shoots, misses, no good. Rebound shot put up that time here now will be good by Macy Bierstead. She's up to 14. Puts the Warriors back up on top, 39-38. Down court pass once again, now to Montag. Montag gets it back out to Haley Stalzer. Misses a three, rebound to Bierstead North Union. Back out to Ulrich in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Here's Ulrich back to Stalzer on the high post. Left side up on top. Now to Stalzer. Stalzer, or check that, that's Walders. Around the perimeter, now looking for Ulrich on the right side. Now taken by Walders. She will drive, shoot, partially block, rebound, Montag, West Bend Mallard. Down court we go once again. Haley Stalzer up on top with it here now. Haley looking out of Hannah Stalzer, high post, left side. Hannah getting it back out this time here. Now to Fair from the free throw line, up and in. Fair getting it to drop that time here now. She's got eight. Wolverines back up on top, 40-39 with 94 seconds left to go in the game. Here's Bierstead, high post left side, back out to Walders, high post right side, up on top, Bierstead to Ulrich, back to Bierstead, back to Walders, right side. Walders will drive, shoot, block that time. Rebound taken by West Bend Mallard. West Bend Mallard has the ball and a one-point lead, 40-39. We're down now to 75 seconds left to go in the game. Here's Haley Stalzer looking now to Fair at the free throw line. Around the perimeter, here's a shot for Welter from 12, left side, up and good. Welter gets that one to drop and a timeout called here now. And we'll step aside as well with 62 seconds left to go in the game. Our score, West Bend Mallard 42, North Union 39. Back with more in a minute.
Stateline Cooperative recognizes Thanksgiving as a special time. Here in the Heartland, farm families get together to give thanks for the harvest that took all year to plan and grow. Our farmers dedicate themselves to hard work and long hours to provide for all in this great land of ours. When you sit down to dinner with your family and friends to celebrate Thanksgiving, please remember to offer a word of thanks to hardworking American farmers who help make this day and every day possible. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
62 seconds left to go in the game. West Bend Mallard 42, North Union 39, and we're back to the action. Walders, front court, basket to our left, gets it back up to Bierstead, high post right side. Bierstead looking now to Ulrich, up on top, now to Walders, back to Ulrich now. She will try an NBA three from the right side, no good. Rebound taken by Fair, West Bend Mallard, foul on North Union. Foul called here now on the Warriors. Guilty of that one, Hannah Nielsen, her third, with 44.4 seconds left to go in the game. A three-point lead for West Bend Mallard, 42-39. At the free throw line here now will be Tiffany Fair for West Bend Mallard, and she has 8 points as of now. First free throw is off the back of the iron, no good. Second free throw coming up here now for Tiffany Fair. For West Bend Mallard, she takes a couple of dribbles, and the free throw is up and good. 1 for 2 that time is Fair from the free throw line. She's got 9, 43-39. 40 seconds left to go. West Bend Mallard leads this one by 4. With it here now, inside, Walters back out now to Nielsen. She shoots from 12, left side, no good. Rebound taken by West Bend Mallard. 30 seconds left to go in the game.